You can call him a lot of things.
Relatively normal.
Just don't call him...
People who freak out.
Inconsistent.
No.
Jerry Agar.
I just know this because it's common sense.
On News Talk 1010.
Costs a lot of money to buy a house in Toronto, in the GTA in general. How long is it going to take you to pay that house off? Apparently, according to some reading I was doing this morning, the average person is paying off or expecting to pay off their mortgage by about the age of 58. Story now about a young man who is on target to pay off his mortgage by the age of 31. He joins me now, Sean Cooper, personal finance, pension, and mortgage writer. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing well. How much did that house cost you when you bought it?
Well, I bought it about a couple years ago, and it was $425,000 for a bungalow in Scarborough. That was pretty reasonable for that time, but the house prices have just gone up so much that I can't even afford my own house now, unfortunately.
If you were to buy it now.
Exactly.
Well, that's not unfortunate, because hopefully there's some equity there for you, some extra equity.
Oh, definitely, with how quickly I've been paying down my mortgage.
Yeah, all right. So how are you managing to do this?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing is goal setting for me. I heard about the statistics about the average person not paying off their mortgage till 58, and I didn't want to end up being one of those people. So I set a goal of having my mortgage paid off in about 5 years' time and figured out how much money I'd need. And basically, I've been trying to live frugally and find extra sources of income to be able to meet that goal.
All right. Now, the article that I've been reading about this is in the National Post, and a bunch of your personal details are in there, so I guess I can blurt them out on the radio. You make about 50 grand a year before tax, although you do some part-time writing and stuff to augment that, correct?
Yes, I'm a writer for ratesupermarket.ca.
Ratesupermarket.ca?
Yes.
All right. And how much per month are you paying in mortgage payments?
Right now, I'm paying $850 weekly, so about $3,400 monthly.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, yes, definitely. But I'm determined, and basically I've tried to cut back on expenses as much as possible until my mortgage is fully paid off, because I don't want to have to wait 25 years or longer to be mortgage-free.
You mentioned your weekly payment. Do you pay every week in order to cut back on interest?
Yes, that's definitely a great way to cut back on interest. I pay accelerated weekly, so that definitely is going to end up saving me hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars over the life of my mortgage.
All right. But at $50,000 a year, you're earning about $1,000 a week. You must be augmenting that $50,000 quite significantly.
Yes, I mean, I definitely am very frugal with my money. I pack my lunch and price match at discount grocery stores and do as much as I can to save money, as well as in my free time, I work part-time, and I'm also a freelance writer, so that definitely helps me put lump sum payments down on my mortgage.
Single guy, no kids, right?
Yes.
That makes a difference, too.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I can understand how it would be very difficult for a family with children to be able to achieve this. But, I mean, if you set a realistic goal, then I believe anybody can be able to pay off their mortgage a lot sooner than the age 58.
Do you have any fun?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I definitely try to have balance in my life. So even though I'm busy, I set aside time every week to get together with friends and basically unwind, because, he can't work 24 hours a day.
No, I agree with that. But you must unwind frugally. Like you guys are, you're not a regular fixture in the entertainment district, I'm guessing.
No, definitely not. I generally try to go out with friends for coffee or go camping. I mean, I'd like to eventually go visit my family in Europe, but I'm dedicated to paying off my mortgage, so that can wait until a year and a half once my mortgage is paid off.
Sean Cooper, personal finance, pension, and mortgage writer, and he believes that he will have paid off this $450,000 purchase of his home within about a year and a half. And then what? Woo-hoo, you go crazy at that point?
Not really. I mean, I'd like to travel to Europe and visit my family. I really enjoyed your blog post about how you mentioned living for today after Jim Flaherty had passed away. And I mean, I definitely think that it's important to live and enjoy your life today and, you know, live for tomorrow. So, I mean, there's definitely a list of things that I'd like to do in my lifetime, and traveling is definitely one of them. But that can wait until my mortgage is paid off.
Yeah, what I was talking about in that blog post is Jim Flaherty had some plans. He had things that he wanted to do with his life, but he hung in there in the government job for quite a period of time. And then, as we know, very quickly after he retired, he passed away. And but I certainly wasn't saying, Sean, and I hope it didn't come across in the blog post, that you should just spend all your money every week.
No, of course not. I mean, you should, you know, try to enjoy your life today. I mean, that definitely hit me hard as well. For somebody who dedicated his entire life to the public sector and he passes away like a couple weeks or so after retiring, I mean, that was definitely a tragic story. But it definitely put my own life in perspective. And, you know, I don't want to end up working this hard for the rest of my life. So I'm definitely going to try to be able to enjoy my life once my mortgage is paid off.
I don't know if most people can or want to live the way that you're living. You're a very, very frugal person. But I think you have pointed out that even if you were to add a couple of $100 a month to your mortgage payment, you'd take years off the other end.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to Starbucks every day and spending $2 on coffee, that's adding up to $60 a month. And by cutting back something simple like that, you can put that extra money towards your mortgage and have it paid off a lot sooner.
All right. So when you finish this mortgage, is the first plan actually to buy a plane ticket and go see the folks in Europe?
Well, I mean, hopefully that would definitely be a great way to celebrate having my mortgage paid off. So I definitely like to do that.
All right. All the best to you. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks. My pleasure.
Sean Cooper, personal finance, pension, and mortgage writer. $450,000 home he purchased, and he will have it paid off at the age of 31. How does this strike you? Are there places you could save money? Do you want to? My answer to those questions, actually next, and yours as well at 872-1010. It's 11:15. News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic.